to those who were our first gods, an offering. Samson, I admit it. I flirted with you in Sunday school, crayoned tan your He-Man pecs, picked the boxes best to dye bright your Pantene perfect waves. But even then, I didn't touch those kamikaze columns, left blank those two marble pillars snapped with your sledgehammer fists to crush a whole damn crowd. Yes, even then I was a real red-letter girl, timid in the back pew, hiding behind the blue cloak of the only one I ever felt safe enough to pray to. Hail Mary, keep me from judges and every other book in the OT gut piled and slick as a slaughterhouse floor. Dear Mary, Mother of, save me from those men like him who slit the throats of lambs, then struck a pyre to burn the poor beasts, calling what they've done a sacrifice. Even now, I'm trying to understand those jacked up swaths of the Bible everyone shoves under the rug, like your barbarian move to snag 300 fox and bind them in terrified pairs, then, roping a lit torch between their tails, freed them, screaming to burn grain fields and olive groves to burn alive. Samson? Did I ever tell you after hearing that story of yours, my cousin bolted out of church to try to shove firecrackers up the poodle's ass? When I cried, my aunt called the dog from the yard, said, "Don't mind them boys, they're just proving themselves." The only boy I knew back then with nothing to prove lived down the street, and in the sleeve of his jean jacket he kept a foundling squirrel, nursed it pan-warm milk with a syringe. That little boy's name was Pete, but everyone called him Faggot. So tell me, that donkey's jaw. Did you ever think it wrong to wield a thing accustomed to the piece of fresh hay and swing it like a thug does a baseball bat? And is it really a miracle to pry open the proud mouth of a lion and rip apart his face? And why, a year later, did you return to the scene, just to toy with the trophy of his corpse? Either way, you pillaged a hive that had made sanctuary in what was left of his chest. I see you there, Samson, squatting inside the broken cage of ribs, reaching to where the great cat's heart once was to snatch another stinging comb, the crust of dead bees and their honey in your beard. Because you didn't just spring hot from the mouth of wrath to slay the enemy of your tribe, did you? No, Samson, you came to kill those beasts who were our first gods, those forms we used to paint on cave walls, those animals who were not made as sacrifice for your altars, but were the temples themselves. Come here, big man. It is time you wake. It is time you find a different answer, time to solve your own riddle once again. Out of the eater, something to eat. Out of the strong, something sweet. Because the answer is no longer fear curdled into rage, a murdered lion with a swarm sugaring his remains. Answer me. Because I see you, you action figure lackey, you lonely tender heart duped by your girlfriend's shears. I wait next to your sleeping head to gather what she cuts from you, and outside, I set it free. Can you say it? Do you see? Your hair spun with spider silk and lichen to make a hummingbird's thumbnail home. Your hair matted into the tatters of chewed through clothes to cradle a litter naked and pink. Your hair tucked into musky dens, a spun gold currency flown among crows. Your hair the soft bed where strays bleed and possums piss. Your hair lining every hollow, warming a throne of owls. You see, Samson, a whole kingdom steals away your locks by tooth and talon and claw. Your strength taken from you, but given back to whom it rightfully belongs.